From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The latest blow to the hopes of pro-democracy demonstrators in Egypt comes from the country's military, which has thrown its support behind Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak's decision to remain in office while transferring most of his powers to his vice president. The country's military high council did release a statement pledging to lift the 30-year state of emergency imposed by Mubarak and used by him to stifle political dissent.
To guarantee the lifting of the state of emergency as long as the current situation ends.
But pro-democracy demonstrators are expressing anger over both Mubarak's refusal to step down and the military's backing of his stand. Large crowds of protesters have gathered in Cairo's central square again today. NPR's Corey Flintoff in Alexandria, Egypt, says throngs of demonstrators have taken to the streets of that city as well.
I'm standing above the boulevard that runs along the seaside here, and I can see just a sea of waving Egyptian flags. There must be thousands of them as people march along. People are also carrying big banners demanding that Hosni Mubarak step down, and they are carrying individual handmade signs, all of which seem to be demanding Mubarak's ouster.
NPR's Corey Flintoff in Alexandria, Egypt. Local government officials say Mubarak has left Cairo now and is in the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. In Jordan, hundreds of people have taken to the streets in rival protests today, one calling for the ouster of the country's new prime minister, the other offering support for toppling Egypt's embattled president. Prosecutors in Philadelphia are taking a new approach to cases of alleged sexual abuse by Roman Catholic priests. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports that in addition to charging priests that are involved, they're also going after a senior church officials who allegedly knew about the abuse.
Prosecutors charged three priests and a former schoolteacher with abusing two boys between 1996 and 2000. But this may be the first time that a prosecutor has criminally charged a senior archdiocesan official for endangering children. Monsignor William Lynn served as vicar for clergy, the person who oversees all the priests and would know of any accusation against them. Patrick Wall investigates sex abuse cases against the church.
And what the grand jury found is that not only did the vicar for clergy not protect the children, but he actually put the priest back into ministry where he would have access to children.
Cardinal Justin Regali of Philadelphia says he is cooperating with authorities. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
A new report from the Treasury Department says the government should withdraw its support of the mortgage market slowly over a period of 5 years or more. The report describes a path for winding down government involvement in troubled mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. This is NPR News from Washington. The nation's top intelligence official says terrorism remains the top national security threat facing the U.S. homeland.
Counterterrorism is our top priority because job one for the intelligence community, in my view, is to keep Americans safe and the homeland secure.
Director of National Intelligence James Clapper testifying before the House Intelligence Committee. He says intelligence cooperation has headed off potentially deadly attacks over the past year, such as the package bombs that were sent on two cargo planes that were bound for the U.S. The U.S. Forest Service is proposing new rules for managing the nation's forests and grasslands. NPR's Jeff Brady says the rules are designed to limit conflicts between groups that want to preserve public lands and those who want to develop them.
A lot of forest planning decisions end up in court because industries and environmental groups can't agree on how public land should be managed. A lot is at stake. The Forest Service controls 193 million acres. Jane Danowitz with the Pew Environment Group says these new rules give too much discretion to local forest managers. She wants them to have very specific guidelines for things like what science they must consider.
This is a rule that has lots of mays, but not very many musts.
Danowitz and anyone else who wants to will have 90 days to comment on the proposed planning rules. The Forest Service then likely will issue a final rule later this year. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
The nation's trade deficit has widened, increasing nearly 6% in December to more than $40 billion. The trade deficit surged nearly 33% for all of last year. That's the biggest annual gain in a decade. Many economists believe the trade deficit will widen further this year. I'm Craig Windham. NPR News in Washington.